We're hearing from Pulitzer Prize winners on today's show. Yesterday, the Pulitzer for Music was awarded to the 77-year-old jazz saxophonist and composer Ornette Coleman for his live album Sound Grammar. It was cited for its elastic and bracing music. When Coleman came along in the 1950s, his detractors said his rough and wayward jazz was too crazy to stand the test of time. The Pulitzer is the most recent example of how wrong they were. We're going to listen to the review our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead recorded last year when the CD was released.
When Ornette Coleman first stepped out on record in 1958, his tone was as raw as a bumpkin's feet in new shoes. But gradually, so slowly folks barely noticed, his tone got more urbane, sleeker, more seasoned, and conventionally beautiful. The reason few noticed is that the lines he plays have barely changed. The open vowels of Texas field hollers and country blues still sing through after his 48 years as a New Yorker. His sound is wonderfully voice-like, full of schoolyard shouts, laughter, sobs, prayers, joy and pain mixed together like real life. But his solos are most always orderly. He'll introduce a scrap of melody and turn it this way and that before picking up another. He keeps things moving and takes his sweet time. Ornette's live album, Sound Grammar, is his first in 9 years, though he's been gigging with a new quartet for the last three. He's always had an ear for great bass players. This band has two of them who divvy up the chores to avoid collisions. One plucks, the other bows that big violin. Greg Cohen's the picker, and after umpteen tours playing fake Ornette with John Zorn's Masada, this is a cakewalk. Classical whiz Tony Falanga's bass sings, echoes Ornette's alto, or scrapes out extra rhythm, recalling his great predecessor, David Eisenson. Throw in a drummer taught by the boss from scratch, son DiNardo Coleman, they're good to go. Coleman needs musicians attentive to, but unfazed by, his little detours or shortcuts through a tune. This rhythm section holds him up without hemming him in, as when he bobbles a quote from Beautiful Dreamer and goes back to get it right. Thank you. quote, that deliberate deserves a footnote. Beautiful Dreamer, Stephen Foster, 1862, a late career tune with a built-in sob. I hadn't made that Foster connection before Coleman made it for us, but it makes sense. By now, Ornette does belong on the list of our great sentimental melodists. He's that big. Skies of America size.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas. He reviewed Ornette Coleman's CD, Sound Grammar. Yesterday, the CD won the Pulitzer Prize for Music. Congratulations to all of yesterday's Pulitzer Prize winners. I'm Terry Gross.